Good morning. Boy, the microphone's working great. We're going to start by doing a bit of promotion.
一开始要先给大家做。And
I hand the time to the promoter.
他的主题是人在旅途，放飞梦想，风足人生。特别是针对年轻人，因为大家真的是人都在旅途，放飞梦想，风足人生。我们请到两个极佳的讲员，远志明牧师大家都知道，他是讲主题人在旅途。另外一个是陈国华博士，是我们两个一起服侍的好伙伴。他现在是从 Chevron 的 Executive 退休了，他现在他是在全世界布道，尤其对年轻人，他的主题是讲放飞梦想，风足人生，所以真的希望大家能够踊跃参加，在这个 poster 您贴在您的饭厅那个地方，这个上面有一个网站，就是他的 Facebook 的网站，在那里您一打开，它就有一个 Google Doc， 你可以填写，就是你这样可以报名，所以不需要太复杂。 非常的容易，然后在7月31号之前报名呢，我们会有打9折，然后如果你是学生或学者的话，你可以把它填写下来，我们 Stanford CEF 会尽力的给你奖学金，所以希望大家不要放弃这个机会，这实在是湾区我们觉得唯一一个针对校园、针对学生学者的一个布道会。
That's right. So can be there. So. Chen Kunhua is really an amazing guy. God really uses him.
Chen Kunhua 博士真的是一个神大大使用的一个人。Everywhere
he goes, life seems to sprout, turns green. People become Christians, Christians grow. Really pretty amazing.
他走到哪里,
New churches.
对,他走到哪里就到处都发旺,人都成为基督徒教会的成立。
In Texas, he's teaching an adult Sunday school right now in the church. You know how many people attend that adult Sunday school? 500.
他现在在德州的教会教成人主义学，你知道他一般有多少学生吗？ 有500多个学生。
So some great speakers at this workshop, and you don't have to be a Chinese scholar or a student to come.
Yeah, 在这里有很好的讲员，但你不需要是学生或者学者。
Yeah, especially if you have someone who's a friend who's looking to understand Jesus, this would be perfect.
想要认识耶稣的人，如果你是工作的或者你认识任何人，我们都非常的欢迎来报名参加。All
right, that's enough commercial for today.
那我们今天的广告就做到这里。I
have a message that as I prayed, the Lord gave for me to share with you.
今天跟大家分享的信息，真是觉得是神给我要与大家分享的。It's
called Light of the World.
这叫做世界之光。And
Jesus very famously said that I am the light of the world.
耶稣可能很多人都知道他讲了这句话，说我就是世界的光。I
am the light of the world. Now whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必得着生命的光。Yeah,
I think this is in this little tiny verse, there is this astonishing claim.
在这个短短的一个经文里面，他有非常奇妙的声称，耶稣对自己的声称。And
there is this incredible invitation.
而且他也给了你一个邀请。And
I want to focus on those two things.
所以今天我想跟大家针对这两点。Let
me, before I begin, I should just mention that this is Gospel Month, right?
我想跟大家，大家都知道七月份。So
every message is about the gospel.
是福音月，每一个信息都是关于福音。I
think it's really great.
我觉得真的是很好。A
few weeks ago, we were in Texas, and we were giving evangelistic meeting.
几个礼拜以前，我们在德州，我们也在那里开布道会。At
the end, a lady was very patient. She waited to ask a question.
到最后，有一个女士在那边等了很久，就是想要问我这个问题。She
said, "Well, why should I go to church?"
但我为什么要去教会?
She says, I'm in the U.S. only for a short time, and I want to take the Dale Carnegie course instead.
她说我在美国的时间非常短，我应该参加的是像 Dale Carnegie 那种的课程。
For those of you who don't know, Dale Carnegie is a self-improvement guru.
如果你不知道 Dale Carnegie 是谁的话，他是一个特别针对个人成长的一个人。
It's a very successful series of courses on teaching people about salesmanship, public speaking, interpersonal skills.
这个人他有很多一连串的演讲，非常热门，都是教导别人怎么样成为一个很可以交很多朋友而且可以影响别人的人，怎么样把自己又能推销出去。嗯，对。
So, and he, his most famous book is this bestseller called How to Win Friends and Influence People.
他写了一本书，非常的畅销，很多人都喜欢。他是说怎么样交朋友，怎么样影响别人。
So, this question struck me as a little strange at first. What does church have to do with Dale Carnegie?
他刚开始问这个问题，我有点不明白，到底教会跟像 Dale Carnegie 这样人有什么关系呢？
But then I realized a lot of non-Christians probably look at the churchgoers this way.
但我突然想到，没有信主的人可能以为去教会的人就是像这个样子。
At least those who don't have a negative view of church, they may say, you know, this is kind of like self-improvement, right?
这个人不是对教会有负面的人有这个样想，人到教会就是使自己能够进步一点。
How to live a better life, how to be a good person.
怎么样活一个更好的生活，怎么样做一个更好的人。
You know, forgive your enemies, build self-confidence, that sort of stuff.
要加强自己自信啊，可以赦免别人。
You know, of course, that is not what Christianity is all about.
但基督教并不是这个样。
It's not bad to make friends and influence people.
我不是说你要交朋友或者影响别人不是件好事。
But you know, what Dale Carnegie teaches you is what you do. And what Christianity is about is who you are.
但 Dale Carnegie 这种人所教你的是你应该做出什么，但是基督教却要告诉你要成为怎么样一个人。
Self-improvement courses teach you what to do, how to do it. It's the outside, to improve outside.
让你自我进步的那些东人是教你在外面怎么样能够改进自己，怎么样能够使自己更加进步，他是讲外边的事情。
What you're looking for when you come to church as a Christian is who we are, why we are that way. It's on the inside.
但是基督徒当他来到教会的时候，他会寻找的到是我到底是谁，到底我人生的意义是什么，是讲到内在的事情。
It's about life transformation, it's not about life enhancement.
它是讲到生命的改造，并不是说生命的改进。
Yeah, it's so, you know, that's why I'm really glad that we get to talk about gospel messages. I wonder what we talk about the rest of the time.
我很高兴我们是这是福音主任，但其他时间也是应该讲的福音。
Because at the center of the Christian message is this incredible claim by this historic person.
因为在基督教的中心就是这个历史上的这个人物声称出来让人非常奇妙的一些事情。
So there is an objective answer to the question whether he is true or not true.
所以对于他这个人，你应该有一个客观的答案，到底他是真的还是假的。
If he is true, then.What does it imply for your life?
如果他说的是真的，他真的就是这样，那他对你的生命有怎么样的影响呢？
And this is what I'm going to be sharing with you.
这也就是今天我要跟大家所分享的。
Let's pray.
我们来祷告。
Lord, it's just so good to be in your house. It's so good to be in the embrace of your people.
主啊，在你的家里，在你的家人里面，中间实在是何等有福。
As we open our hearts and open our minds, Lord, please let your light shine into our lives.
主，当我们打开我们的眼睛，敞开我们的心的时候，求你的光进到我们里面，打开我们的眼睛。
So we can see what is real, what is not real.
主，我们能够看到什么是真实的，什么不是真实的。
Thank you, Lord, in Jesus.
谢谢主，奉耶稣基督的名求，阿门。
All right, so recently I had a conversation with a colleague of mine. She is Indian. She's a Hindi.
最近我跟一个同事聊了一下，她是一个印度人，所以她信的是印度教。
She's a very spiritual person.
她是一个很属灵的人。
And very quickly we found we had a lot of common ground.
很快的我们就发现我们有很多共同点。
We quickly agreed that the world has some serious problems.
我们很快的就同意这个社会上有很多问题。
At the social level, there's a lot of injustice, a lot of suffering.
在社会上有很多的不公平，有很多的痛苦。
At the personal level, we agree that human beings are sometimes pretty messy creatures.
在个人身上，我们也看到我们人真的是一个很自私的人。
We also agree that in almost all the major, a theme in the major religions is to address this root problem we see in the human spirit.
我们也同意在很多的宗教中间，大家都想针对这个基本的根的这个问题。
That to move people from the self-centered pursuits to something more, you know, broad and more altruistic, more meaningful.
就是希望把人从这个自私自利的这个角度往外面移一点，使这个人能够活得更有意义，更爱别人的生命。
But then I said, you know what's really interesting?
但我说你知道有趣的是什么？
Why is the human default setting, the default setting so selfish?
但为什么人原本的那个本性就是这么自私呢？
You set a machine, right? If you come from the factory, the default is what it does when you don't do anything.
什么叫做原本？就是一个机器来了，你什么都不做的话，它就是这个形式，这个样操作。
So how come that the human being has such a lousy default setting? That is, we have to spend all our time trying not to be selfish, because otherwise, we're selfish.
为什么人的原形毕露的时候就是这么自私？我们要花这么多的精神，使得一个人能够比较不自私呢
？Yeah,、yeah. I was listening to her because it was very good. So I forgot what I was going to say. So, you know,、when you go to London subway, right, subway station.
如果你在伦敦，你看它的地点。
And you'll see these big signs as "Mind the Gap."
你看那个地铁上面就会有一个很大的一个招牌说小心空隙。
Every time you get to a stop, this voice says, mind the gap.
每一次你到了一个站都会有这个扩音器播就是小心空隙小心空隙。
Why?
为什么呢
?Because, you know, these trains, actually Hong Kong has it too, right? Mind the gap. So because these trains were built, this subway was built a long time ago, and trains are very small, and there's a big gap between the train and the platform.
为什么他要这样警告你呢？是因为地铁很久以前所造的，地铁本身很小，但它的隧道很大，所以在地铁跟这个月台中间有这一很大的空间。
So they tell you to mind the gap because if you don't mind the gap, you just fall into the gap.
所以当你下车的时候、上车的时候，如果你不小心的话，你就会掉到这个空间里。
So the amazing thing about human beings is this notion: every single day we see a gap in our moral lives.
你知道人类也是这个样我们每一天都可以看到我们自己道德上的这一个空间这个落差
That there is a distance between our moral reasoning what we know is right and our moral conduct which is how we live our everyday life
也是我们心里知道我们的道德标准是什么我们应该怎么样活但实际上我们活出来的跟我们所认识中间有很大的落差
In the Bible we call this thing sin
圣经告诉我们说这一个落差这个空隙这个差距就是罪
That there's a gap between us and God
在我们与神中间有一个很大的落差
Yet we know that there is a higher standard than what we can do
我们知道我们有一个比我们能行出来更高的一个标准
Okay, now, but there is in the history of man this incredible guy called Jesus
但在历史上人类历史上有这个非常奇妙的人叫做耶稣
Now, everybody agrees he's incredible even people who don't believe what Christians believe
每个人都说他很伟大甚至有一些不相信基督徒所相信的都说他很伟大
and I just, one incredible thing is the things he says about himself
你知道让人最震撼的就是他对于他自己说了些什么
Yeah, he says I am the light of the world
他说我是世上的光
And you say, well, maybe they sort of, it was accidental. Can we go back one slide? Maybe he just misheard, you know, somebody misheard him.
那他觉得是不是有人听错了他这个样说
You know, nobody says things like this. People say, I've seen the light, or I know about the light. You don't say, I am the light.
世界上没有人说过我就是世界的光你可能会说我看过光或者我知道光是什么
But he doesn't just say it once, he said a bunch of times
但他不仅讲这一次他讲了很多次
John 9:5 says while I am in the world, I am the light of the world
约翰福音九章五节他说我在世上的时候是世上的光
12:46 says I have come into the world as a light so that no one who believes in me should stay in dark
约翰福音十二章四十六节说我来到世上乃是光叫凡信我的不住在黑暗里
This is particularly surprising because the way the Bible structures uses this word the word is not applied generally to people it's applied to luminary things like the sun like the moon like fire it's, yeah.
在圣经里面这个光的字是从来不用形容不用来形容人的都是形容一个可以自发光的光体
Yeah, the only being that it describes is God, Yahweh. He is light.
这个光形容过的一个所谓的人物或者一个 character 就是神，只有神。
So, for example, the Bible in 1 John 1:5 says God is This is the message we heard from him and declare to you, God is light. In him there is no darkness at all.
比方说在约翰一书第一章第五节说神就是光，在他毫无黑暗。
So what Jesus is saying is, you know, I am God. I am like God. I am, there's no darkness in me.
所以耶稣所说的就是说我就是神，在我的里面没有黑暗。
And some people say, ah, he's never said he's God. Where did he say he's God?
很多人都说他从来没有说过他是神，你圣经哪里他说他是神的？
I tell you, you cannot read 15 minutes in the Bible without coming across this stuff.
但是我告诉你，如果你好好的看圣经，新约圣经，你不可能很快你就会看到这个。
Let me give you some other things he said.
我再给你一些其他他所说的关于他自己。
He said, I am the bread of life.
他说我是生命的粮。
Whoever comes to me will never go hungry.
到我这里来的就不饥渴，就不饥饿。他说我是生命的粮。
He says, I am the resurrection and the life.
他说复活在我，生命也在我。
This is crazy talk.
He says,
and some people say, well, what he means is we are all, we just have to be awakened. We are all, you know, children of God.
有些人就说，哦，他所说的就是我们每个人都要醒悟过来，我们每一个人都是神的儿子。
You can all be this way.
我们每一个人都可以像他这个
样。But he says, you are from below, I am from above.
但他说，我是从上头来的，你们不是从上头。
You are of this world, I am not of this world.
你是这个世界的，我不是属于这个世界的。
And then he says,I and the Father are one.
他就说我与父原为一，合为一。
These are amazing claims by a historical person.
这是一个历史上的人物说出这个样子的话。
Either these are true or this guy is a nutcase.
这些所说的话要不就是真的，要不他真的就是疯了。
Here's my favorite one.
这是我最喜欢的一个段。
This is my favorite. This is John 14, 6 to 9.
约翰福音第十四章第六到第九节。
Jesus said, "I am the way, the truth, and the life."
耶稣说，我就是道路、真理、生命。
道路、真理、生命。Okay, 很绝对哈、huh? ，no messing around. And then he says, "No one comes to the Father except through me."
他说，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
And then he says, goes on, says, "If you really know me, you'll know my Father as well."
他说，你们若认识我，也就认识我的父。
And from now on, you know him and have seen him.
从今以后，你们认识他，并且已经看见他。
Look at the claim. And what's even cooler is what happens next.
你知道更棒的就是在这个之后发生的。
真精彩 ，OK?
精彩
the next verse, right? Next verse.
第二节。
Look at the next verse.
接着这样讲。
So his follower Philip.
他的一个门徒叫做腓力。
Listening to this, he says.Lord, show us the Father.
他就跟耶稣说：“主啊，你把神拿出来给我看看，多好。”
Yeah, show me your Father. That will be enough for us.
我就知足了。
所以要证明哟 ，just show me your Father. It'd be cool. Look at his answer to that one.
你看耶稣对这个问题的回答是什么
？This is already John 14. He's already near the end of his public ministry.
在这是约翰福音十四章，耶稣就是在地上的工作已经快要结束了。
They've been together more than 2.5 years.
所以当他跟腓力在一起超过两年半。
And Jesus says.Philip, don't you know?
他说腓力，难道你不认识我吗
？After I have been among you such a long time,
我在你们中间已经这么久了。
And then listen to this. He says, "Anyone who has seen me has seen the Father."
结果接着耶稣就说，人看见了我，就是看见了父。
How can you say, "Show us the Father"?
你怎么说将父显给我们看呢
？You know what he's saying?
你知道他说的是什么
？He's saying, "You know, I'm not just a prophet or ambassador from God.
我不光就是 don't worry. 我不光就是神差派来的一个使者。
Yeah.
或者先知。
I am a summary statistic for God. I don't know if that makes sense.
我是神整个数据的总和。我就是神。
There's not much more else worth seeing after you see this. This is it, buddy.
如果你看了我的话，你没有别的值得看的。我就是神，就这么回事。
I'm telling you, where are you going to find another person, religious leader or philosopher who talks like this?
你不可能在世界上找到另外一个宗教领袖或者任何一个哲学家会说出他说的这些话。
So this is the person we come to.Every Sunday to worship.
这也就是我们每个礼拜天来这里敬拜的那一位。
Either what he's saying is true, or this is the greatest lie in history.
要不他所说的就是真的，要不他就是世界上最大的骗局。
So one thing is important, is really true, is that this cannot be unimportant.
所以我要告诉你，就是这件事情 绝对不可能不重要，
绝对不可能不重要 right？ 要不是就是 billions of people 被骗了，因为 billions of people are right and you're wrong。
要不就是成千上亿的人被他骗了，要不就是成千上亿人是对。
So I'm going to now show you a few faces and names.
所以我要给你看几个照片。
Now, what I'd like you to do is play a little game with me.
我要跟大家玩一个游戏。
So when I show each one, right? If you know what these people have in common, just shout it out. Okay?
我给你看几张照片，你看到这几个照片的人有哪一些共同点，你就可以告诉我，你就讲出来好吗？
Here's the first guy.
这是第一个。
This guy's name is Amaury Dehori.
Wow, 这个人名字很怪，叫 Amaury Dehori.
Anybody know who he is?
有人知道他是谁吗？
Well, I picked the more obscure guy first.
我一开始挑一个比较难的。
He lived from 1906 to 1976.
他是1960年到1976年。
I'm going to give you another guy.
另外一个。
You might have, some people may know this guy.
有些人可能知道这个人。
Frank Abagnale.
Frank Abagnale.Abagnale.
Anyone know who Frank Abagnale is?
有人知道他是谁吗? Frank Abagnale.
No? You don't know yet? Okay. The third one, you're more likely to know even more.
第三个,
okay?
你可能比较会认识。
This guy called Charles Ponzi.
这人叫 Charles Ponzi?
Yeah, have you heard of his name before?
有没有听过这个名字?
What name, what is it associated with?
Yeah.
Ponzi scheme. He is the famous guy who developed what is now called the Ponzi scheme.
他就是这个人，他开始的叫连锁骗局 Ponzi scheme, 连锁骗局。
So he takes people's money from the later to pay for people who are earlier, and eventually the whole thing collapses.
他就跟后面的人收钱来付前面的人，所以这些都是假的，到最后整个就落空。
Well, this guy in the middle, Frank Abagnale.
中间这个人 Frank Abagnale,
he actually is the guy whose autobiography is the basis for the story Catch Me If You Can.
有一个电影叫做 Catch Me If You Can, 事实上就是他的这个传记。
It's about this notorious check forging teen con man who flew around like an airplane pilot.
你知道这个年轻人十几岁的时候就会做假支票，而且假装是一个驾驶员到处飞。
And the guy in the front, he is the most successful art forger of all time.
而前面这一个人呢，这个Dehori, 他是艺术品音品制作音品的专家。
He mimicked the modern masters like Modigliani and Picasso so well, including the style and the writing and their signature, that people can't tell.
他尤其是与现代的，比方说 Picasso 这一种人，这个做得好到就是说连签字都像他。
Very few people can.
非常少的人能够认出什么是真，什么是假。
If you look up history, the 10 greatest frauds, greatest liars, these three would be up there.
如果你查一下世界上十个最大的骗子，这三个人都会在前几名。
And here's a couple more honorable mentions.
其实还有两个人。
Like Bernie Madoff and Pinocchio.
大家知道 Bernie Madoff, 然后木偶，小木偶。
Either Jesus Christ is who he says he is, or he belongs with these guys.
要不耶稣基督说的就是真的，要不耶稣基督就应该属于这些人的一群里。
I mean, either he is a liar, or maybe worse, he is a lunatic. He thinks he is God, but he really is just crazy.
要不他就是个骗子，要不更糟糕，他是个疯子。他真的以为他所说的是真的，只是他这里有问题。
这有问题 ，right? Like you know, then in that case, he's kind of like Adolf Hitler.
有点像
crazy. He thinks that he is doing the right thing.
希特勒一样，以为他自己做的是对的。
Or Charles Manson, who is crazy.
或者那个很有名的罪犯叫 Charles Manson.
Or there is this one other guy I found. His name is Caligula.
还有另外一个人叫做 Caligula.
He's a Roman emperor.
他是一个罗马的国王，罗马帝国的国王。
He is a very sadistic killer.
他是一个非常残忍的杀别人。
He thought he was God.
他以为他是神。
Or a god, and he thought his horse was a priest.
他以为他的马是他的祭司。
He had an extremely immoral life, and well, he's certifiably someone you don't want to meet.
呀，他的生活非常不道德，你不想要碰到这种人。
Here's the thing: when you ask most people who Jesus is,
如果你问大部分的人到底耶稣是谁
，a lot of people say, "Oh, he's a good moralist. He's a good teacher. He's like 孔子."
有一些人会说他是一个很好的老师，道德上的老师，像孔子一样。
Some people say he's a prophet. He's a prophet. You know, all these prophets. He's just one of them.
有一些人说他是先知，这么多先知，他是其中的一个。
But if you look carefully at what he says.
但如果你仔细地看看他所说的
Of which we only seen a small example.
我们今天看的只是一些小小的例子。
You cannot say he's a moral teacher.
你不能说他就是一个道德老师。
These religious leaders that we know, they're all very humble, very self-effacing. They are very deferential.
这些宗教的领袖都非常的谦虚，非常的隐蔽自己。
Buddha says, "I have seen the way."
佛教的创始人说
"We awakened to the way."
说我看到了这个道路，我可以告诉你怎么样去法。
Jesus says, "I am the way."
耶稣说，我就是道路。
Jesus' message is obsessively self-centered.
耶稣对于他自己的信息是非常自我中心的。
Mahatma Gandhi, he wrote a book called "My Experiments with Truth."
甘地是印度宗教的领袖，他写的是我对于真理的实验。
Yeah, he talked about very honestly about his experiments and his difficulty in controlling his emotions, his lust, and so forth.
他非常的诚实说，他非常难控制自己的情欲跟自己的感觉。
Jesus Christ says, "I am the truth."
但耶稣却说，我就是真理。
Yes, Socrates, Aristotle, Lao Tzu says, "I am looking for the meaning of life."
苏格拉底、阿里士多德、老子都说，我在寻找生命的意义。
Jesus says, "I am the life."
耶稣说，我就是生命。
There's a guy called Diogenes, who's a Greek philosopher.
有一个希腊的哲学家叫做 Diogenes.
Diogenes, yeah. He was carrying a lamp in the daytime because he says he's looking for an honest man.
他白天的时候手上都提一个灯，他说他要寻找到一个诚实的人。
And he claims he never found one.
然后他就说他从来都没有碰到一个。
But Jesus says, "I am the light."
耶稣说我就是光。
There is no darkness in me.
在我里面没有黑暗。
This guy is genuinely certified nuts, or a liar, or something really different.
这一个人要不就是一个大骗子，要不就是一个疯子。要不他两个都不是，他是另外一个。
C.S. Lewis, a very famous Oxford professor, wrote this in Mere Christianity.
C.S. Lewis 写了一本书叫 Mere Christianity， 不知道中国怎么翻译吧？一定有这一本书。啊？
It's a very good book.
返璞归真 ，Yes.
返璞归真。He said he was talking about Jesus. He says a man who was merely a man and said the sort of things Jesus said would not be a great moral teacher.
他说如果仅仅是一个人，如果他仅仅是一个人的话，耶稣说了这一些话，他就不可能是一个道德老师。
He would either be a lunatic.
他要不就是一个疯子。
On the level of a man who says he's a poached egg.
疯到就说自己是一个煮蛋。
Or else he would be the devil of hell.
要不他就是魔鬼。
You must take your choice.
你一定要做一个选择。
Either he was and is the son of God, or else a madman or something worse.
要不他真正的就是神，要不他就一个疯子，或者是一个骗子。
That is Jesus' claim.
这就是耶稣对于自己的声称。
But what does it mean to be the light, light of the world?
但是世界的光到底是什么意思呢？
How can we tell if what he's saying is real?
我们怎么能知道他所讲的是真的呢
？To know a person, you observe their character. You see how they behave. You hear what they say.
如果你想要认识一个人，你就要观察这个人，你要听他所说什么，你要看他做什么。
So what I'm going to do next is I'm going to show you a passage. I don't know if you can see it. 后面看得见吗？看不大见。So I'm going to show you a passage. This passage is the one that occurs in the book Gospel of John just before.The passage about "I am the light of the world."
我要给大家看的这段经文，就是我们刚刚读的这个八章十二节前面，耶稣说我是世界光前面的这一段。
This is probably a story very familiar to the Christians among you.
这个故事很多基督徒都知道。
I'm just going to ask Lily to read it out to you.
所以我会为大家念第二节到第十一节。清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿的妇人来。叫他站在当中，就对耶稣说：“夫子，这个妇人正行淫之时被拿的。摩西的律法吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死。你说该把他怎么办呢？” 他们说这话乃是要试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰用指头在地上画字，他们还是不住地问他。耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。于是又弯着腰用指头在地上画字。他们听见这话，就从老到少一个一个都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人还有那妇人仍然站在当中。耶稣就直起腰来对着妇人说，妇人，那些人在哪里了？没有人定你的罪吗？他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪，
不要再犯罪。 So very simple story.
这是一个很简单的故事。
There are three main parties here.
在这里有三族不同的人。
Let's just role play a little bit.
我们大家来现在扮演一下这个角色。
Let's role play first the woman's role.
我们先来扮演一下这个妇女的角色。
Here's this woman.
在这里有这么一个妇女。
She was being dragged out. Jesus was teaching the temple courts.
耶稣在圣殿里面教训人。
And this woman was brought out by the law teachers, the lawyers and the Pharisees.
然后这个妇人是对一群文士跟法律犯人拽过来。
拽过来, that's exactly right. Because she was caught in adultery.
因为她在行淫的时候被抓。
Yeah. So, and according to the Old Testament, if you're caught in adultery, you know, you should be killed.
照着旧约的律法，如果一个人被行淫被抓到的话，他应该判死刑。
And they made her stand before the whole group and the temple.
他要人站在一大群这个圣殿里的人的中间。
You can imagine.
你可以想象。
What she felt like.
她那时候的感觉是什么？
You know, maybe when it first started, it wasn't like this.
也许刚开始的时候并不是这个样。
Maybe it's just someone was very nice to her.
因为有一个人对她特别好。
Maybe she was flattered.
她觉得有点受宠若惊。
Oh, maybe when he talked about whether that her his wife doesn't understand him, she can understand.
也许这个男的会跟她说，哎，我的太太都不了解我。这个女的就觉得，哎，我实在知道你在说什么。
Maybe they had coffee.
可能刚开始喝杯咖啡。
Then when things got more intimate, maybe she told herself, this is just one time.
然后他们俩渐渐更加亲近，她就跟自己说，就这一次。
And then it was another time.
然后就再一次。
And then this day.
然后这一天。
While they were together, people break in and drag her out.
当他俩在一起的时候，突然有人就冲到他们房子把她踹出去。
Yeah, she probably wasn't dressed very well, and she was in the temple court.
她可能穿的衣服衣衫不整，而她现在正站在圣殿的中间。
You can feel how she feels.
你可以感觉到她那时候的感觉。
Now let's look at the Pharisees.
那我们现在再看另外一群人，这些法利赛人。
These guys.
这些人。
They've been watching this guy called Jesus.
他们观察耶稣。
This guy who says, you know, forgiveness and love.
这人讲到赦免，讲到爱。
And this guy who befriends prostitutes and leopards and tax collectors.
跟妓女啊、大麻风啊这些税吏这一群人在一起。
They've been wondering how to get him.
他们就想怎么样能够把这个人逮住。
So now they've got this woman.
所以现在要找到这个女的。
They're going to make a show of her, and they're going to make a show of Jesus.
他们要把这个女的逮住，就是希望能够也逮住耶稣。
Yeah, but right away you feel something doesn't quite fit.
但一开始这件事，他觉得有点不对劲。
Because you know, the passage says she was caught in adultery. You know, twice in verse 3, verse 4. In New King James says she was taken in adultery.
整个这个情况，我们就知道有一些让人怀疑的，就是这里说她是在行淫的时候被抓到。
And in the Old Testament, in order to make this charge stick, you got to have at least two witnesses.
旧约圣经告诉我们，你要能告一个人这样的话，你一定要有两个见证人。
And you can't just use circumstantial evidence. You can't say, "Oh, look at the bed, and look at she's came in late at night." You know, you can't do that. You have to catch them.
你不能用其他的证据，旁边的证据，你必须要抓到他们才行。
So why was it that there were these two people, at least maybe more, waiting for them to be doing this?
所以至少有两个人在旁边等着来逮他们。
And what else is strange?There was no trial.
最奇怪的就是在这里并没有审判。
The idea is if someone's caught in adultery, you bring them to a trial, they go through this, they show the witness and everything. No, they just dragged her out to the temple where Jesus was.
正确的方法就是你抓到人，你先要审判，以后才判刑。但是这个就把这个女直接就抓到圣殿。
Yeah, and what's more, where's the guy?
那男的到哪里去？
Where's the man? It takes two, you know.
需要两个人行淫，那个男的到哪里去？
And the Old Testament said that both should be punished.
旧约圣经说两个人都需要被打死。
So a lot of scholars, when they read this passage, they say, you know, this was an entrapment. They were always after the big fish. They're after Jesus.
所以很多解经家就说，在这里他们就是要设一个陷阱，他们要抓的事实上是耶稣。
They were using her. They don't care how she felt.
他们就是利用他，根本不在乎这个女的有什么感觉。
Now let's turn to the third player, Jesus.
现在想第三个角色耶稣。
Now, here's the trouble, right? If he said, okay, the law says she should be killed, go ahead. Right? Then
如果耶稣说照着律法他应该处死，你们就处死他的话。
Then how do you, how does that seem right? Does it seem fair? And does it seem Where is the love that he talked about?
但这并不是一件公平的事情，而且耶稣的爱到哪里去了？
And but if he says, "Okay, forgive her," then where's the law? Where's the justice? Where's the truth?
如果耶稣说赦免他，那真理在哪里？法律在哪里？公义在哪里？
You know, if you want to ask me what light looks like in a dark world, this is light.
如果你要问我在一个黑暗的世界里光到底是什么样子的话，我就告诉你，光就是这个样子。
The Bible says he was bending down, he was scratching something on the ground with his finger. It didn't say what he was scratching.
圣经告诉我们说他弯着腰低着头在那个地上在画字，并没有告诉我们他画的是什么。
Then he straightened up and he told them, let any one of you who is without sin be the first to throw the stone.
然后他就站起来了，就说你们中间谁没有罪的，他就可以先拿石头。
He didn't say she wasn't guilty.
他并没有说这个女的没有犯罪。
He simply made another observation about guilt and about sin.
他只是对于罪有另外一个观察。
And then he stooped down again and started and wrote on the ground.
然后他又弯着腰，指头在地上画字。
And you know what happened? Everyone, one by one, they left.
你知道，一个一个都走了。
And Jesus said, "Has no one remained?"
耶稣就问那个妇人说，没有一个人在这里吗？
When she said none, she said, "Neither do I condemn you."
当这妇女说没有的时候，耶稣说，我也不定你的罪。
The one that can throw the stone does not throw the stone.
那个应该可以丢石头的却没有丢石头。
And then he says, go now and leave your life of sin.
然后耶稣接着说从此不要再犯罪了。
Meaning he knows that she was wrong. This is sin.
耶稣知道这个女的犯罪，耶稣知道这个是罪。
But he says, go now.
他说但你可以走。
You know, in our society and in our world,There's just two things going on. There's light and there's darkness.
在我们的世界里面有两个不同的事情，一个是光，一个是黑暗。
There's truth and there's falsehood.
有真理以及欺骗。
There's real and there's pretend.
有一个真实，有一个是假装。
Yeah, and what we see here is this incredible blend of both justice.And mercy.
在这里我们看到的是公义以及爱整个融合在一起。
Truth and grace.
真理跟恩典融合在一起。
There's tenderness and compassion mingled with just raw punishment and pain.
在这里有同情，在这里有爱，但在这里也是跟痛苦跟审判合在一起。
And you say, where's the pain? Nobody was suffering.
痛苦在哪里？到底谁在这里受最多的苦？
Later we will see on the cross when Jesus is lifted up.
后来我们可以看到耶稣基督钉死在十字架上。
He takes the punishment.
他就承受了这个审判。
So that she could go free.
他承受了他的审判，使得这个妇女能够自由地走。
That satisfies the justice of God as well as the love of God.
这样就满足了神的公义以及神的爱。
But you know, this is what we expect when we see light coming into a dark world.
当光来到这黑暗的世界，我们就可以看到。
It has always been that way in the nature of God.
神的本性一直都是这个样子。
Old Testament, Isaiah 42:3.
旧约圣经里以赛亚书第四十二章
第三节。
第三节。
The bruised reed he will not break, A dimly burning wick he will not extinguish.
压山的芦苇他不折断，江残的灯火他不吹灭。
压山的芦苇他不折断，江残的灯火他不吹灭。He comforts.
他带给我们安慰，带给这些受欺压的人。
But the very next verse says.He will faithfully bring forth justice.
但他接着这个样说，他凭着真实将公理传开。
He does not compromise justice while he shares love.
他同样的执行公理，但同样的把爱传出去。
Yeah, Exodus 34:6.
在出埃及记第三十四章第六节这个样说。
As Moses, as God passed in front of Moses, this is what the voice cried out.
当神在摩西前面经过的时候，神这个样说。
Famous verse in the Old Testament.
在旧约里非常有名。
The Lord, the Lord, the compassionate and gracious God.
他说：“耶和华，耶和华是有怜悯、有恩典的神。”
Slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love.
不轻易发怒，并有丰盛的慈爱和诚实。
And later, it says, yet he does not leave the guilty unpunished.
但是接着说，他不以有罪的为无罪。必追讨他们的罪，
不以有罪的为无罪，追讨他们的罪。Right? When I look at the cross,
当我看着十字架
，Isaiah Watts, the writer of the book of the song, when I survey the wondrous cross,
有一个很有名的一个诗歌叫做《当我》，When I survey the wondrous cross,
on which the Prince of Glory died,
在上面荣耀的君王死了。
My richest gains I count but loss.
我最大的得着我都把它看为。
And poured contempt on all my pride.
把我所有看到我自己的骄傲，我就觉得非常的作恶，非常恶心。
He says, "When I look at the cross, I see a whole different light."
那当我看到十字架的时候，我真的是看到一个新的光。
In verse 3, he says, "See from his head, his hands, his feet."
第三节告诉我们，你看他的手、他的头、他的足。
Sorrow and love flow mingled down.
爱跟悲伤混合交织的流露出来。
Did ever such love and sorrow meet?
你在哪里可以看到爱跟悲伤这样的融合在一起？
Or thorns compass so rich a crown.
而这个样的荆棘冠冕却成为如此荣耀的冠冕。
You know, when I shared the topic of the sermon with Pastor Oh, he sent me a quote.
当我跟欧牧师讲我要分享这个题目的时候，他回了我这样一句。
He said, "This is Martin Luther King Jr."
他说这是马丁路德金 Jr. You know, 那个美国。
He said, "Darkness cannot drive out darkness; only light can do that."
黑暗没有办法驱走黑暗，只有光能够驱除黑暗。
Hatred cannot drive out hate.Only love can do that.
爱没有办法驱除恨，没有办法驱除恨，只有爱能够驱除恨。
On the cross, we saw the tenderness and compassion of God, and on the cross, we saw the justice and the penalty of sin.
在十字架上，我们看到神的爱，看到神的怜悯。在十字架上，我们也看到神的公义。
Yeah. This is light.
这个就是光。
This is the claim of Jesus Christ.
这就是耶稣所声称的。
And he claims that that's what you need the most.
他告诉你说，这就是你最需要的。
That inside you need to change.
你的里面需要改变。
And this is his invitation.
他给你了这样的邀请。
He says there is a gap in your life between your moral reasoning and your moral life.
他告诉你，在你的生命里面，对你，你对于道德的认知跟你所行出来中间有很大的落差。
And there is just two choices in life.
人生只有两个选择。
You choose to come clean, or you choose to hide.
你要不就躲藏起来，要不就是清白的来站到他的面前。
There are only two paths.
人生只有两条路。
But you know, that's his invitation. He says, "Follow me."
但他给你是这个样的邀请。他说，来跟从我。
And there will, and whoever follows me will walk in.Never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life.
跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必要得着生命的光。
Yeah, he says, following him means just to turn around.
你就是要扭转。
It means to go not from what you're doing, but just turn.
不是在你照着以前的模式来做，你要转。
And follow me means to actually be willing to walk into the light.
你愿意走进光中。
But you know, this is a scary thing to do.
你知道走进光中有时候让人很害怕。
Because light reveals.
因为光会显露。
Darkness hides.
而黑暗可以隐藏。
You know, Gospel of John 3 says this.
约翰福音第三章十九节这样说。
Go ahead.
光来到世间，是人因自己的行为是恶的，不爱光，倒爱黑暗，定他们的罪就是在此。
Yeah, so the real root of the sin is not the adultery, it's not the arrogance, it's not the hatred. It is the fact that you want to stay in the darkness.
你知道罪的本身不光是行奸淫或者是骄傲或者是忘记了，而是你
愿意留在黑暗。
你自己就是要留在黑暗，你不愿意到光这里来。
Right. So, and the way home is to come out into the light.
但回家的路就是你必须要走在光里。
But it's scary.
但走到光里。
We're used to hiding.
真的是让人害怕，因为我们习惯了躲藏。
There's a story about this guy who's a U.S. Military lieutenant, and he was staying abroad.
就讲到这个一个美国的军官，他住在外国。
He had a prized Nikon camera, and he was afraid when the maid came to clean that she would steal it.
他有一个非常贵的一个照相机，他就怕清洁的女工来的时候会偷他的照相机。
So he always hides it in a little secret place in his room.
每一次他就偷偷的把这个照相机藏起来，他出去的时候。
One day when she came to clean, he forgot about it, left it on the bed.
但有一天，这个清洁工来说，他那天他忘记了把这个照相机收起来。
He thought, "Oh no, I'm going to lose my camera."
他就说，哦，糟了，我的照相机大概没了。
When he got there,
当他回家的时候
，he did find it was gone.
他真的是找到了他的照相机。
And then he discovered that the maid had put it back in his proper secret little place.
而这个清洁工把这个照相机放回到他以前藏的那个地方。
There are many things we think are horrible secrets.
在我们的人生里，我们觉得有一些好可怕的秘密。
But God knows.
但神都
知道。Because in Him there is no darkness.
因为在神里面没有黑暗。
And how He treats that woman, He treats each person who's willing to come into the light.
他对于那个妇女。的方法同样的，他对于任何一个愿意来到光中的人
，That is his invitation.
这就是他对你的邀请。
What he says is this.
他说的就是
，God is light.
神就是光。
In him there is no darkness.
在他毫无黑暗。
And in 1 John, go ahead, read verse 6.
亚约翰一书第一章第六节，我们若说是与神相交，却仍在黑暗里行，就是说谎，不行真理了。我们若在光明中行，如同神在光明中，就彼此相交。他儿子耶稣基督的血也要洗净我们一切的罪。
你试想 ，if we claim that we have that, okay, yeah, no, let's keep going. Verse 8 says.
第八节说。第八节这样说，跟第九节说，我们若说自己无罪，便是自欺。真理不在我们心里了。我们若认自己的罪，神就是信实的，是公义的，必要赦免我们的罪，洗净我们一切的不义。
If we claim we are without sin, we deceive ourselves.
如果我们说自己是无罪，我们就自欺。
This is the saddest thing to be, is to deceive yourself.
你知道，欺骗自己是最悲哀的事情。
And the truth is not in you.
这个样子，真理就不在你里面。
If we confess our sins, God is faithful and just.
如果我们认自己的罪，神就是公义的，是信实的，他必要赦免我们的罪。
And he will give you this life that he calls the light of life.
他会给你这个生命，叫做光的生命。
Yeah, Jesus says, "I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but have the light of life."
耶稣说，我就是世界的光，跟从我的就不在黑暗里走，必得着生命的光。
No, it is a tremendous thing to come clean before God.
你来到神的面前，干干净净的来到神的面前，被他洗净。
I teach accounting at Stanford.
我在斯坦福教会计。
One of the things we study is accounting frauds.
有一个我们就是研究的就是做假账。
In 2009, we got a big one.
在2009有一个很大的假账案。
There was a company called Satyam Computer Services.
有一个公司叫 Satyam, 就是电脑就是计算机服务。
You may not heard of them, but it's one of the largest companies in India.
你可能不知道，但是是印度最大的一个公司。
不是最大 ，one of the biggest.
一个其中很大的一个公司。
Yeah, and this the founder, starting with just a few employees, built. It's a back office. They do outsourcing work, and they build it to a workforce of 53,000 people.
这个公司刚开始只有几个人，后来建到53,000人，就是 I don't know outsourcing.
Yeah, so they do back office stuff for the largest banks, manufacturers, healthcare, media companies in the world.
在世界上最大的公司、
Outsource.
最大的什么，很多很多公司都找他们做。
GE, General Motors, U.S. government, they're all.
大家都知道，连美国政府都用他们。
对 ，and they're even responsible for the accounting and finance of these companies.
因为他们是负责这一些公司的账。
Then on a Wednesday, it was in 2009, Mr. Raju, who is the chairman.
2009年，这个创办人叫 Mr. Raji.
He wrote a 4.5-page letter, and he confessed in front of the camera that he had been systematically falsifying the accounts of this company.
他写了一封很长的信，然后在照相机面前承认他自己欺骗了，做了假账。
He said that 50.4 billion rupees, or $1.04 billion U.S. cash in the listed as an asset, it's not there.
超过十亿的美金在他们的账上是他们的收入，他事实上根本是空的账，空头账。
He described this. He says, you know, what started as a marginal gap between actual operating profits and the books continued to grow over the years.
他一开始在账本上只是一些小小的差误。
And then it became increasingly unmanageable.
就后来就越来越大，让他没有办法操作。
As the size of the company grew, he said it was like riding a tiger, not knowing how to get off without being eaten.
公司越长越大，他说就好像骑在老虎身上，不知道怎么跳下来，怕一跳下来就被老虎吃掉了。
Yeah, but at the end, he says it's he talks about deep regret, a tremendous burden.
他一开始到最后，他跟大家说他非常的抱歉，这个里面很大的重担。
Huge cover up has been a tremendous toll on him.
因为这个样子做假账实在是让他觉得很大的负担。
And he at the end talks strangely of relief. He says, you know, I'm now prepared to subject myself to the laws of the land and face the consequences.
最后他叹了一口气说啊，我现在觉得好像轻松一点儿，我愿意面对一切的责任。
Yeah. You know, a lot of us, we don't carry $1 billion debt, but it feels like it.
我们虽然很多人我们在这里没有一个十亿美金这么多的债。但是我们却感觉到那个重却是这么一样的重。
We know that we are not in the light.
我们知道我们不在光里。
But we don't know how to get in.
但是我们想进入光却不知道怎么样进
入。But Jesus invites us.
但耶稣邀请我们。
Here's what he says.
他这个样说。
He says, believe in the light while you have light.
信从这光使你们成为光明之子。
So that you might become children of light.
你就成为光明之子，要信从这光。
What he means is, you turn and look at me first.
也就是说，你先扭头，先来看我。
It's not becoming is something that you know. Some people say, if I come to church, I keep doing something, I look like a Christian, I'll become a Christian, and then I'll believe.
有一些人说，如果我像基督徒一样常常来教会，我就会像一个基督徒一样，然后我才能相信。
But it's the other way around.
但圣经不是这个样告诉你。
In fact.This is from John 1.
这是约翰福音第一章这个样讲。
Verse 9 says, the true light that gives light to everyone is coming to the world.
那光是真光。
Yeah, and it's coming. Oh, yeah, I skipped it. Yeah. And then verse 12 says, to all who receive him, those who believe in his name, he gives the right to become children of God.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人他就赐他们权柄做神的儿女
Yeah, it's just the sequence is to receive and then you will believe and then you will become
你先接纳然后你就会相信然后你就会成为神的儿女
It's not that you have to come to church for a while you have to act a certain way you become a Christian then you believe then you receive
并不是说你先要来教堂好像做得像基督徒一样然后你才信然后你才成为他的儿女
In every single case you receive first
你先要接受
Why?
为什么
Because you need the light to see
因为你需要这个光你才看得见
You may have many questions about Christianity
对于基督教你可能有很多的问题
But you ask humbly to God for the light first
但你谦卑地向神求这个光
You say God I know I need you
你说神啊我知道我需要你
I want to live in the light
我需要这个光
And when you do this
当你愿意这个样做的时候
this amazing thing happens.
奇妙的事就会发生
you start to understand who this guy Jesus is.
你就会认识耶稣基督是谁
and you start to change.
然后你就会改变
and it's a lot better than Dale Carnegie.
这个要比 Dale Carnegie 好多了
really
真的
really. Let's pray.
我们来祷告
Oh, Father, I'm just so thankful that we are all here today.
天父，我真谢谢你，我们大家能够聚在这里。
It's really hard to carry a burden.
啊，带着重担实在是很沉重。
Father, you said you are light, in you there's no darkness.
你说你就是光，在你里面没有黑暗。
I just thank you for every person here.
我感谢也在这里的每一个人。
Today we stand between light and darkness.
今天我们站在光跟黑暗的前面。
I pray, Lord, that you will help us to choose light.
就求你帮助我们选择光。
No more hiding.
不再躲藏。
Whatever we have done in our past.
过去我们所做的一切。
Today is a new day.
今天是新的一天。
A new light has dawned.
一个新的曙光已经出现了。
And on this day, we choose to follow you.
今天我愿意选择跟从你。
We want to turn from a self-centered life to a God-centered life.
我们愿意从一个自我为中心的生命转向以神为中心的生命。
If here there is anyone who has never publicly professed their faith in Jesus,
如果在这里有任何一个人从来没有公众承认他们对耶稣的信仰。
Today you feel that God move you.
今天你觉得神感动你。
And that you want to be in the light.
你愿意站在光中。
I would just invite you just to raise your hand as an indication to God of what's in your heart.
我邀请你现在把手举起来，告诉神你愿意站在光中。
You just are just telling. Praise the Lord, you can put your hand. You're just telling God what's in your heart. Praise the Lord.
你告诉神在你的心里。
It's just between you and God. It doesn't matter to anyone else.
就是你跟神两个人。
But it's very important to you.
但对你非常的重要。
God knows where He is.
神知道。
You need to know where you are.
神知道他是谁，你需要知道你是谁。
You can put your hand. Anyone else?
请问还有哪一位吗
？Anyone else? 感谢。
请问还有哪一位
？You can put your hand down. Anyone else?
把手放下。
You just simply want to tell God, God, I just want to be clean. I want to be real. If you are real, I want to be real.
你就告诉神，我要真真实实的站在你的面前。
Jesus is real.
耶稣基督是真真实实。
God is real.
神是真真实实。
Are you real?
你是。
Are you willing to be real?
你愿意。
In front of a real God.
在一个真实的神面前站。
Anyone else?
请问还有哪一位？
Anyone else?
请问还有哪一位？
Anyone else?
还有哪一位？感谢主，感谢主。
Praise the Lord.
谢谢。
I know that we are weak.
我知道我们很软弱。
So help us. Just say, Father, help me.
你就说是神啊，求你帮助我。
This morning, by your power,
今天早上借着你的能力，
I want to choose to live a life of light.
我要选择光明的生活。
I will confess my sins.
我愿意承认我的罪。
I'll open my books.
我把我的生命向你敞开。
And I want to let the light into my heart.
我要光进到我的心里。
Anyone else?
请问还有哪？
Anyone else?
请问还有哪？
Near the end.
感谢主，感谢主，看到了。
You can put your hand down.
可以把。
Anyone else?
还有哪一位？还有哪一位？
Oh, Father, we are weak indeed.
天父，我们实在是软弱。
Lord, I thank you that you come into this messy world.
谢谢你进到这个一塌糊涂的世界。
You know where we hide all our stuff.
你知道我们把我们的东西都藏在哪里。
You know because you are light.
你知道因为你是光。
But we would much rather be in the light than in the darkness.
哦，主，但我们选择愿意站在光里，而不再在黑暗里。
We know that at the end there are just two directions.
我们知道在最后只有两个方向。
There is light and there is darkness.
光或者黑暗。
Father, we want to belong to you.
主，我们要属于你。
I pray for everyone here.
我会在这里的每一个人祷告。
I pray for the Christians.
在这里的基督徒。
I pray that you would help us.
你帮助我。
Have mercy on us.
求你施怜悯。
That we would often come before you in confession.
我们常常的到你面前认罪。
So that we may remain in the fellowship of love.
我们才能够再一次进入你爱的团契。
I pray for those who raised their hand just now.
我为刚刚举手的人祷告。
I especially pray for your for your mercy and grace upon them.
主你的恩典你的怜悯临到他们。
I pray, Lord, that you give them courage.
给他们勇气。
Just like the courage you gave them to raise their hand.
就像你刚刚给他们勇气举手一样。
That you give them courage to follow you.
你给他们勇气来跟随你。
We thank you, Lord.
主我们谢谢你。
That you have died on the cross for all of us.
你在十字架上为我们每个人都死。
We thank you that you are a God of mercy.
感谢你是恩典的神。
That you are tender in heart.
你是心里柔弱和谦卑。
We thank you and we pray all this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督名求。